Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, along with Beowulf and friend Duffy, and welcome to Bob's Discount Furniture presents Around the NFC East. And ladies and gentlemen, do we have another quarterback controversy brewing in Washington after the overtime win?
I thought you were going to say in Dallas. Could be either one.
You could go either way on this one. So, thrilling game, amazing win last night for Washington, helping the Eagles out. I will fully admit that I was cheering for Washington.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That was
I'm
the
sorry,
most
Eagles fans out there.
That was the most invested I've been in a game, a non-Eagles game, this entire season. I was rooting hard for Washington. To be fair, I also had I was rooting for Dallas to lose because lots of people would have taken them in Survivor, so that worked out well for me. But that was a great game to watch. I was all in with Washington. That was great.
I just did not think that Washington was going to pull it out. I thought they were just making too many mistakes, let Dallas linger around a little too long. But then when you saw Tony Romo take that knee in the back in the third quarter, you're like, oh, ESPN is like, this is the perfect storyline. He comes out of the locker room. He walks onto the field. You know, owner Jerry Jones is on the sideline telling coach, put him back
the
in,
the drama
coach.
With Jerry Jones, like going down to the sideline and then going back up to the booth. That was great stuff.
And what was so funny is it came right after that interview. He does the interview right. with ESPN, the in-game interview, which you never see with an owner. And Jerry is happy. He's in Jerry World.
Talking
everything's
about his
perfect.
Offensive line.
Talk about how great everything is. And you're like, you wish that the camera was on when that injury happened. What would have happened? Would he have just completely panicked? And then I guess the big question for Dallas is, so Brandon Whedon comes off the bench. Okay. And I know Bo wants to make the wheelchair joke. They the
as I as I texted you, it was unfortunate for the Cowboys. It was way past his bedtime.
So he comes off the bench, scores 10 points. Romo comes in. Any debate there whether Whedon should have stayed in with as good as he looked?
No, I think you bring in Romo.
Yeah,
he's
if
your
he's your guy. I mean, if he's healthy, if he can go back in, he's got to go back in.
Fully agree on that. What was so interesting about the Washington defensive game plan is Jim Haslett blitz Romo all game long. And see, when Whedon came in, he kind of backed off and figured, oh, you know, Whedon's a little rusty. Probably not going to pick up on the coverages. No, and that's why I think he was able to pick them apart. But then Romo goes right back, and it's just release the dogs and just go after him time after time again.
Well, we talked about it last week right here. I mean, we said that the Cowboys have a distinct formula to win.
You're waiting for this.
But they got to play with that formula still. They were still running the ball.
There we go. That's a good week to play. they did. I mean, DeMarco Murray had 19 carries in the game, and they got away from that formula a little bit because, you know, look, they faced some adversity. Tony Romo was out of the game. They kind of had to get away from that a little bit, and, you know, it was a different outcome. So, obviously, look, DeMarco Murray, we talked about his injury history. Tony Romo, that creeped in last night. It'll be interesting to see how that progresses moving forward for that team.
So what's the record where DeMarco Murray doesn't get 20 carries? It's something like they've only lost
once. I hate these stats, but I think it's like six.
You looked
like,
it up. You're the one that
No, I saw it on Twitter. I didn't like actively look it up. You know, I'm not actively looking for it, but I think they were 6-19 or something, and then they're 18-1 when he gets more than 20 carries. But I mean, it's just a silly stat.
So if they had just given him the ball in 4th and 3,
they could just start. Look, they can if they just open the game up with 20 carries.
There you go.
Then they could just chill for the rest. They put their feet up, and you know they can go home.
Who I thought was the
reminds me of Mike Lombardi saying that the most important stat in football is teams who have a lead at halftime win however many percentage of the game. Like, of course they do.
I thought the star of the game for Washington was rookie corner Bashaud Breeland.
Yeah, he was great.
Who in the first half of the game had a nice pass breakup down the field, forced a fumble, and then late in the game they're trying to get the ball to Dez Bryant in the end zone, and not once but twice breaks up the pass. And I thought, you know, he's pretty much on an island, both he and David Amerson, for most of the game. I thought those young corners did a very, very good job.
And Colt McCoy played very well.
Yes.
All the credit to him. You know, and it's possible that RG3 comes back this week, but Colt McCoy, you know, back home in Texas, played very well.
Yeah, I mean, as far as Breeland's concerned, I mean, he was one of those big physical corners coming out of the draft this year. Fell a little bit because I don't think he ran too well at the combine, and then I think there were some off-field issues as well, but the talent's there. And against a guy like Dez Bryant, one of those big physical receivers, that's something that Breeland, I would think, would look forward to. And obviously, he showed up pretty well Monday night.
So Dallas is now 6-2. They face Arizona. So obviously, that's going to be a big test right there.
Is that in Dallas or in Arizona?
It's in Dallas. Dallas is home. So Dallas, Arizona. Now, Washington, 2 straight wins. They're getting RG3 back. You know, they are 3-5. But I think they're going to have some things to say here when in terms of the division race.
Did they not, 2 years ago, RG3's rookie year, didn't they start slow in that year?
Yes.
And then they came in and they came on hot. So
yes. They
that team's done it before.
Six or seven straight, I think, to finish the year. So
they will be, they're no pushover. They'll be feisty.
No, no. So they are at Minnesota. So another very winnable game for them. The Giants were on the bye. So they were able just to sit at 3-4.
Good
but,
week for them.
They didn't get healthy, though. To say at least, Rashad Jennings doesn't look like he's going to play this Monday night against the Colts. And John Beeson, done for the season after undergoing foot surgery, or I'm not sure if he's had the surgery, but either way, he is out for the remainder of the year. So the Giants with some injury issues even coming off the bye here.
Yeah. I mean, I just, there's not much to say after their bye, but losing those guys hurts, obviously. Andre Williams is okay, as we saw. Mm-hmm. He's not doesn't bring the same juice as Rashad Jennings, and it's going to be a tough game against the Colts, who are coming off a loss. So.
Okay, so the Colts, again, lost 51-34. They allowed Ben Roethlisberger to go for 522 passing yards and 6 touchdowns.
And I benched him.
So.
Guessing wrong in fantasy football once again is Bo Wolf, but really the big thing with the Giants will be watching that tape with the Colts. The Colts are a man coverage team. They like to bring pressure. You know, they're not a blitzing team like the Arizona Cardinals were, but they like to bring pressure all the multiple fronts. They've played really, really well. It'll be interesting to see if they're able to capitalize on what they saw in film against the Steelers.
Yeah, Jerry Reese, actually the general manager for the Giants, said he wants Eli Manning and the offense to be more aggressive. Eli Manning's done a much better job of taking care of the football. I guess because of that, he's not taking as many shots downfield. So it'll be interesting to see if Manning can change that mindset now that he's a little more comfortable in Ben McAdoo's offense. That's going to do it for this edition of Bob's Discount Furniture presents Around the NFC East. For Fran and Bo, I'm Chris. Everyone, have a great Eagles day.